RDU 98.5. I almost for a second there forgot what radio station this is. Terrible. I'm of course very excited now because it is time for a wee yarn, a wee hangout with our Monday show sponsor, the Court Theatre. Alison, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. I'm really good.
Yeah, life going well?
Yeah, it is. And we've, getting into the final week of the Lost Sock in the last 2 weeks.
I had so much fun last week with the Lost Sock crew. They were great.
They're amazing.
Right? Have you watched it?
Of course.
Yeah.
A few times. And, the songs are actually really good, right? It's like if you're...
I can believe that.
You do not need to be a child. yeah, I love it. And I love, the kids' reactions are just...
Yeah, great. I can imagine that's great. And, when they lose a plot. Oh, yeah. So much fun. Yeah. So cool.
They get very excited about the Mirables.
oh, yeah. I mean, why not?
As well as the puppets, of course. and I'm also looking forward to, on the final night, they've got the adults only.
I assume that must be hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were talking about it last week, and they're just banking up these jokes for weeks and weeks and weeks.
And I think it's like a natural thing, right? That if you've got to keep it, for the kids over quite a long period of time, not just in performance, but all the development and rehearsal and everything, it's like... You've just got so much of this adult material busting to come out.
Oh, I can't wait for that one. And you told me you went to Kinky Boots on the weekend. Is that one of your performances?
No, that's Showbiz.
I was going to say.
But we're all in the same,
Totally.
It's the same ecosystem. And it's great to see, there's a lot of court favourites on the stage, in the pit, behind the scenes as well.
Yeah, great. Love Kinky Boots just so much. Obsessed.
It's a wonderful one. Yeah.
So I am off to see Every Brilliant Thing tomorrow night.
Yes, I can't wait for you to see it.
I'm not going to lie, I'm actually nervous.
What are you nervous about?
I just don't like sad things. I'm not good with sadness.
Well, yeah, this is the thing that is so hard to capture about this piece. It's like, it is sad, but it's also joyous.
Yeah.
It's also silly. I think as I said before, it's kind of like if you go in expecting comedy, the sadness is going to hit you by surprise. And if you go in expecting sadness, the comedy.
It's a really good point, too.
So. Yeah. And it's just so much about human connection.
I think
that is a lot of the dominant feeling. And it's been amazing, just the responses from audiences afterwards.
I've heard great things from people about it.
Yeah, and it's on a different level from oh my gosh, that was amazing, I had such a good time. There's been a lot of thank yous.
A lot of
sort of gratitude for putting it on, and also a lot of people just sort of opening up and also the people who were I'm gonna sit in the back row and I don't want to be too involved afterwards, being like, oh, should have been in the front row.
Oh, really? Okay, because I am like a lot of people, and the audience participation thing, I hear that and I'm a bit not sure, but it's very it's kind of different in what audience participation it is.
Yes. It's not really audience participation like you've known it. And you're in such good hands with either Truby or Nick. They're very, they're very much holding the story. There is that element of this sort of, it's going to be different every time because of the audience.
Yeah.
It's also very, very well structured. It is a written intelligence.
Yeah, I'm so fascinated to see this. Yeah. Because, Yeah, just the way people describe it, I'm like, I'm not even sure how this works. But yeah, it must be worth seeing, I think.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I personally think it's worth seeing multiple times, particularly if you can get both Truby and Nick. Like, they're so... Like, they're not pushing to be different, but they're just different performers.
And they must be cool.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously they're both fantastic actors, but then, like, you've got Nick that, like, his kind of additional special skill, I guess, is that whole musical theatre world, and Truby, it's improv. And so those are just like, it's kind of a different colour, I guess.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I can totally believe that.
Which is, yeah, and it's quite fun. You know, we do for every show, the stage manager writes a show report, which is just kind of, you know, like, oh, you know, this is how this ran, or if there's anything anything. But for this one, the wonderful Tim, who's also our associate AD, is the stage manager, and he'll kind of note how the audience engagement.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah, right.
And so that's really fun to see as well, and because it truly is different every time. And sometimes there are audience members that just like blow you away. We had, I don't want to give too much away. We had one on Saturday night that was just like, I was like bucketing sentimental tears.
Really? Oh my God.
So, yeah.
I mean, that's very special to be able to create moments like that, though, you know?
Yeah. And that is actually like the perfect phrase, I think, creating moments.
Yeah.
Like, and that's where the audience participation, I think, is different, because it's not like the audience is being set up, but they're actually being asked to co-create. In a way.
Yeah. See, you're making me a little excited about going. I just, sadness, I don't do it. But I'll be fine.
I think part of the truth of the piece is that it's like, yeah, like sadness and joy, like they can operate in a split second of each other.
Totally.
Or like simultaneously.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned last week, I think this was like Tuesday last week or something, and before anyone else had even gone to work by that day, I think I'd had about four different outlooks on the day. Like emotions can come and move quickly. It's quite surprising.
Yeah, and it's like, it's nice. I think, well, it's almost like a human necessity to just allow yourself to feel them all.
Yeah, totally.
And I think that's one of the things that like theatre and music, right, is like a really good mechanism for being
absolutely.
Hey, you've got this little emotion floating around inside
you. And let's draw that out of you, basically. Now, I've got to ask, this is a really weird line of questioning, but I quite like admin. You mentioned the reports that have to be done after each show. Is that like common practice for most shows?
Yeah,
it's right. That must be interesting. I love a bit of admin like that. Yeah, doing a wee report.
It's weird. It's like, I'm not a very admin person, but this is also, I think, what gives me an extra appreciation for stage managers.
Yeah, totally.
That they are like the glue, and there is this kind of calm structure process to everything. And so like, particularly like in that creative world where you're kind of going off into all different places and things, like the stage manager is just going to be like calmly keeping things on track.
Totally.
And it's a really, I don't know, assured form of caretaking.
Yeah. I guess it is.
Yeah.
It's very impressive even just to do a report after each bloody show, you know, like that in of itself is quite impressive.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's quite mundane. Sometimes the report just says like, no notes. Great.
Yeah.
But it means that it's like, I think having that kind of regularity and like absolute structure so that there is a process.
And, you know, if there's kind of any position that needs to pick off on any little cues that don't quite work, I guess, or like lights in the wrong spot or whatever, that's a stage manager, right?
Yeah, and it communicates out to the rest of the team. So, and like, you do it for rehearsals as well. Cool. Report. And
oh, fascinating. I don't know why I enjoy that sort of thing so much. So what is on after every brilliant thing?
Mr. and Mrs. Macbeth of Heathcote Valley Road.
Yes. No, sorry. I've seen the poster.
Yeah, with the amazing Mark Hedlow
on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who I last saw. Oh, what was he in? something about, oh, his wife was getting Alzheimer's or something, and he was...
With the father?
Trying to... Oh, they recreated their wedding or something in this play? I can't remember. But anyway, it was great. He was great in it.
Yeah, he's amazing. We're looking forward to getting him in the building.
And I think it is so cool, like, how many shows he does with the Court Theatre as well.
Oh, yeah, there's such a long history. And with Lara as well. Like, there's that same. And I think, you know, they'll be evenly matched, which is sort of appropriate to this play. It's almost like they're playing a married couple.
There's some fun kind of sparring
in there. Yeah. So I think it requires two actors who can, like...
Now, I don't want to get into too many details about it, obviously. Don't want to get ahead of ourselves. But is it like a... The name suggests it's like a Kiwi retelling of a Shakespeare story. Is it that simple?
Not quite. Well, and it's like a, what we'd call like a backstage comedy. So, okay. Which is kind of what it says on the box, really.
Yeah,
it takes
yeah,
place
right,
backstage.
Right.
They're both actors, sort of known for their expertise in Shakespeare. Except in this particular production, she's playing Lady M and he is understudying. And it's like, okay. It's a farce. And, everything goes wrong. It's Greg Cooper.
I just know it's going to be so good. I'm so excited for it.
So, yeah, there's a bit of Shakespeare in there, but we're in the backstage.
And I just loved the poster for it. The poster really sold me.
Yeah. It's fun. It's going to be fun. Yeah.
Oh, it always is a cool thing. You guys seem to kill it, like, every time. Hey, Alison, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Is there anything super important we haven't covered?
No, just that it is the last two weeks of every brilliant thing.
Yeah.
So, and of course I feel this about everyone, but this is such a special show, and I think if you don't experience it, you'll wish you had. You won't know, in fact, what you've missed.
Totally. And challenge yourself a little bit. Like, even I'm like, oh, not sadness and all that, but like all the emotions, got to feel all
and
of them.
I promise you. I mean,
and it doesn't even sound like it's really that sad. I'm just being dramatic.
The premise of the show involves a list of every brilliant thing, which means you have to think about all of the things that are brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, which is not a sad thing to be thinking about.
The list begins with ice cream, so...
yes. Love ice cream. Right, Alison, thank you so, so much for being here.
Thank you.